Before computers came out, children would write letters from home, from college, to their parents. And one day a neighbor came by and read a letter and said, "Your child writes beautifully. Do they write for money?" And the father said, "Every letter." We know often what we want. And sometimes we get discouraged when we don't receive it. Like a child who goes up to the piano and starts to play, and they can't get the hang of it. And their friend goes, "Well, how long have you been playing?" They go, "A whole week. I still don't get it." And sometimes we get discouraged. That's why today's holy day, Zeleni Svyata, remind us, as I said in the Ukrainian sermon, that great gift of decision, of free will, of God's grace inspiring, encouraging, and giving us the power to choose the people we would love to be. Sometimes people, not using the instruments of faith, sacred scripture, prayer, the sacraments, the church. Why do we gather together? So we can inspire one another, so we can encourage one another, so we can challenge one another by being a pain in the neck to one another. So that those who consider yourselves strong among us might consider it an obligation and an opportunity to encourage those who are weak. The church is our home court advantage, where we get together and we say, the past is no indication of the future. What I did doesn't mean that I have to do this. That actually I can be free from my past if I have the courage and the faith to choose God. Zeleni Svyata, or the Green Holidays, is when the Holy Spirit went to the apostles and took 11 scared men who were running away from the truth and inspired them to stand up for their convictions and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Your ideals and your future is in you. Shakespeare said, "The future is not in the stars, but in ourselves." And in the Christian gospel, Christ reminds us that ourselves. It is not what comes from the outside, but from the inside that both can inspire and encourage and develop your life. So today, choose life. Don't repeat the constant things, "But I did this before, but this happened to be before." Jesus had a great saying, "Let the dead bury the dead. You come follow me." Your dead habits and dead deeds, let them die in the past. The future is bright and green. All we have to do is choose it, walk with Christ our God, who meant for us to always be renewed each day by the great choices that are presented to us. Slava Isusu Christu! Amen.